An estimated 20% of college freshman girls will be raped. So it's imperative that we make sure our daughters are able to defend themselves against bullies and predators. This show will be loaded with great tips on how to teach even the youngest girls to defend themselves without them having to go through a scary or expensive experience. A mother of two daughters, Jody Token, wanted to give her girls confidence and courage to beat the bully and bad guy statistics. Not every martial art is created equal, so she developed her own online martial arts program so every mom can give her girls self-defense skills. It's called The Great Flip, a faith-filled online martial arts course. There's no messing around this week here on the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm Tina Griffin, and get ready to learn some sweet self-defense on this Mother's and Daughter's Theme of the Week with Jody Token, coach and creator of The Great Flip. Jody, what's up, sister?
Hey, who knew that two cool-looking, small, petite women could kick some little fun butt, learn some self-defense.
That is about it. There is no messing around with you. I'm like, that's it. Where's my army gear? I'm going to pull it out. You mean business. Let's keep our girls alive. And who knows, it might literally help them save their life. Or if they see something else going on in the street today or in the schools in America, they could save their classmates' lives. So there's a lot at stake, and I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing. As you're watching this episode, think about any other mothers and their daughters that can help keep safe and train. Coach Jody equips parents and educators to block the bully with self-defense, safety, and faith-filled empowerment skills. Jody, how can martial arts benefit our daughters? And at what age should they even start training their girls?
Yeah, well, first, I want to say thank you for having me on your show just to talk mom to mom about our girls. We've got, you're raising girls, mine show my age, mine's in college, and one's actually out in the world adulting right now. And we need all the help and connections we can get as moms. And I resonated towards you when I saw Counterculture Mom. I'm like, I'm a counterculture mom. I want to be a counterculture mom. We're totally counterculture now, trying to raise our daughters in a counterculture world. And sometimes you feel so alone to do this. So to chat with you, and you connected me to other Christian leaders, and hopefully I can do that for you. And we just need encouragement. And I really want to take all that fear that we all have, we struggle with, and focus that fear to have a great flip moment and focus on our faith.
Absolutely.
And I had all this stuff planned to like to talk to you about, but right before we came on, God just put this verse on my heart that what you do is in Revelation. You know, we're living in the end times, and you are just sharing the blood of the Lamb, Christ crucified for us, and the word of our testimony. You do that every single time you talk to people. You remind us of whose we are, and we get to share our story. That's the word of our testimony. And what does that do? That helps us be overcomers. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. I'm like, oh, thank you, Tina, for letting me chat and share Jesus with you. It's just amazing.
Well, man, you can't get me crying in the first 3 minutes of this episode, but
there's no crying in jujitsu. Come on, let's go.
There's no crying. Well, we hopefully will leave someone crying, but it's a person trying to step on our toes or take us out. We're like, not in our watch. Right. Now, thank you for your words. It means a lot to me. And I just want to let the audience know, if we're doing what Christ has called us to do, we are going to face some sort of persecution. And we don't have a clue in America what persecution even really looks like compared to people being beheaded for the cause of Christ as we're taping this interview right now. That's how wild this is. But we're living in the day and age where if we go against the grain, go against the culture, yes, counterculture, and living that out, we are going to have people that will try to harm us and wipe us out. In fact, the enemy is our true enemy, Satan. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So with that said, we're living in a day and age, let's just be real, school shootings happening. Seems like almost every week we have another mass shooting happening around this country. Mothers and daughters in the grocery store together, people going down. We have school shooters where classmates are going in the morning and not all of them are surviving to walk out at night. We're living in that world. We should not live in fear. Christ called us to that. But I highly suggest everyone right now get your course. We're going to talk about it here to be prepared and be set up and trained in case you'd have to use these life skills to preserve your own life. But on top of that, you talked about your course helping young girls with their confidence level, self-esteem, learning how to be warriors in this culture, even if they might never have to use the sidekick, the roundhouse, or anything else you're going to show us today. But at least they have the confidence level that they are in Christ and will be used by Christ mightily. So enough of me, all about you here. Martial arts benefit. Why is it a benefit to our girls? And what age do you feel we should start training our young women?
Absolutely. So we started, I believe, a little late with our girls. We suddenly realized, wow, they're middle school, getting ready for high school and college. And like you said, we know that 1 out of 4 or 5 women between the ages of 18 and 24 will experience some kind of sexual assault. So we're just bombarded with, as moms, we have this knowledge. We know about human trafficking. We know about the future that presents itself in a broken, sinful world. But our kids are, they're innocent and they're young. They don't know. And I want to leave those kinds of tough conversations up to the parent. It's the parent's job to do that, not some other group. Yep. So I created what I call a fun, playful, and empowering martial arts experience that you can literally pull up on your screen, online martial arts. And I chose, we can talk a little bit about this later, the martial art Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but the martial arts in general shows children, and especially girls, how strong their bodies really are. I tell girls all the time that if a big opponent comes towards you, whether it's a bully or something scarier, they may not be able to be strong enough, but this martial art will make them smart enough. They will teach them how to use their bodies in a smart way. It'll teach them self-awareness and just situational awareness. It'll teach them the value of, I wonder what my very first self-defense skill is that requires zero physical fitness. It's your voice. How do you use your voice? You can use it to you know, yell for help. I teach girls how to like really use their voice. Or what about as a Christian, we can make a Christian application to that in my little devotions with every lesson plan. There's just a small talking point that says, now that we've learned to use our voice in a self-defense kind of way, what does God say about your voice? What does God say about using your voice for kindness? What if that bully that day who was so mean to you was just having a really bad day and you find out they are lonely, they are insecure, they're experiencing, you know, self-doubt, and you can become this voice of confidence and kindness and courage to other people. And the fun thing about designing this, when I designed the Great Flip, I thought I was doing it for my girls. And I realized in my own journey, I needed that self-confidence. And I got to do something with my daughter. And it was the best thing we could have ever done together.
I absolutely love it. We had another episode in this 4-part series. By the way, everybody, check out all 4 episodes this week by going to counterculturemom.com. Check it out. Where another guest was talking about all the amazing arts and crafts you can do together and how you train and teach your daughters about the amazing warrior women in scripture versus the Hollywood Hills celebrity status that we need to pray for them but not support them. Wrong idea of what it looks like for a woman. So you can do some arts and crafts and then go straight into tumbling, backflip, and roundhouse. I don't know what y'all going to share with us today, but what a great afternoon with your girls right there, all done. Okay, so you'd suggest don't wait till they're 13, 14 years old. You can, if you're watching this right now, you got teens or tween girls, but you're saying how young can we get our girls started? 5, 6, 7 years old?
Oh, absolutely. A 5-year-old, a 6-year-old can do the same skill. So I can't promise that a lamp will not be broken in their home. I can suggest that they create a safe space where you can roll around a little bit. And I focus primarily on escaping situations and de-escalating situations, how to control a situation, punch protection. I might have 1 or 2 skills that show them how to throw a good punch, like without breaking your thumb, like how to really have a good, you know, strike. But I focus primarily on escaping and de-escalation, not some of the crazy other stuff. But a 5-year-old can totally do, or if somebody grabs a little girl's wrist, she can totally do the wrist escape and get away from.
Now you're jumping the gun. You're jumping the gun here, woman. I was going to show that video. It's all good. You're right. And we're going to get to that in a minute. All right. So here's my question. The wrist escape, we're absolutely going to look at that. Are you suggesting that we learn self-defense, train our girls to do self-defense, not throwing a punch at the younger brother or older brother or sister here? We're not advocating violence within the home. We're talking about self-defense. Maybe get the whole family together to fight against the battles of this culture and world and outside predators. So I just want to give you, a little heads up, parents, right now. We're talking about self-defense with people outside the home. We don't want to fight underneath our roof. Now, what would you say are moms' greatest fears for their daughters, and how can the Great Flip equip moms and daughters to overcome those fears?
Right. That is great, because we, like I said before, we know what some of those fears are, and we need to flip that way of thinking. I don't want to be decision-based based on my fear. I want to make decisions based on my faith. And we can talk a lot about our identity in Christ. Identity is a huge thing with our daughters. Why are more girls transitioning than boys right now?
Yes.
But we should be talking about their identity in Christ as we do these physical activities together. So there's something about physical activity in the martial arts and teaching life skills that really go well together. And it shows them how strong and savvy and really how clever girls can be. Girls learn techniques better than boys sometimes. Boys just want to muscle their way through, but girls will learn a skill. I mean, like watch girls basketball. It's a great sport because they actually run plays and work as a team together, where boys just, are just muscling through everything. Mm-hmm. Jiu-jitsu, so martial art jiu-jitsu is the one I chose for my program. It allows them to use the strength and the confidence. And when they do it together with their parents, I feel like some of the things we do with our kids, we become these sideline parents. We drop them off to soccer. We drop them off to music. We drop. Martial arts is meant to be done together as a family. I mean, even if you go to a big box place, there's families in there working out together. Now, I can do without the creepy little Buddha statue that was in my gym. I'm going to take them home and do this with my girls. And I get to kind of prolong that physical fun interaction. When they're little, you're always hugging and holding your baby girl. But when they're bigger, teenage girls need their shoes. Yeah. So I get a little bit more time with my girls.
It went from piggyback rides to body slam. That's absolutely hilarious. All right. There's like 10 questions I'm dying to ask you. We're going to be back to talk more about the importance of martial arts, mothering, and munchkins right after this.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
The public education system is a burning building, but our children don't have to be trapped in the flames of anti-God, anti-American, and anti-freedom agendas. Rescue your children today. My Father's World can help. With a Bible-centered complete curriculum for preschool through high school, My Father's World returns the focus to God, family, community, and patriotism. Join the nearly 250,000 families who have already escaped public education through homeschooling. My Father's World can also help you bring real education reform to your community with a micro school or Christian school. Visit mfwbooks.com/Fortina or scan the QR code for more information and get your special offer. That's mfwbooks.com/4Tina for homeschool, micro school, and preschool. My Father's World is your solution.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
The Counterculture Ministries team put our heads together and created the Pop Culture Purge Tour. This event can be half a day, full day, or 2 day event loaded with eye-opening, life-changing speakers who have survived or experienced some of the most wild situations in life and are on fire to share their stories. We have people on our speaking team talking about the satanic symbolism, sexual abuse and sex trafficking, the public school pipeline to Planned Parenthood. That one's a showstopper. A gifted singer-songwriter who has a workshop entitled From Me, Me, Me to Christ in Me. A former news anchor reporter talking about mainstream media madness. Another woman who's a mother of nine and business owner talking about the education indoctrination. An ex-alcoholic and people pleaser, my dear husband, who's talking about identity crisis. A former homosexual, now pastor. A pro-life activist giving her abortion reversal success story. And so much more. If you want more info on this life-saving tour, text the word tour to the number 55444. Once again, tour to the number 55444 to get info on all the different speakers that are available and contact Christy on our team to book an event in your city, town, or backwoods. We've been all over the place, from schools to prisons to cruise ships. Let's do this. All right, sister, why is the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu the preferred martial art for mothers and daughters? You went into it a little bit before commercial break. Can you go into it a little more in depth?
Yes, I got hooked on Jiu-Jitsu. And, you know, there's so many to choose from. There's karate, taekwondo, there's a million of them. And none of those are wrong. Any kind of martial art experience builds character. And we want our kids to experience confidence and courage. But jiu-jitsu, you don't see MMA guys and UFC guys practicing karate. They practice jiu-jitsu. Because it is a real-to-life self-defense experience. 80% of all self-defense altercations, especially with girls, land on the ground. Well, the ground game is jiu-jitsu. The game is won on the ground in jiu-jitsu. You learn how to control your opponent. You learn to use your legs and your arms in powerful ways. Even if you're pinned to the ground, you can flip that whole situation because you've learned not muscle skills, but you've gained techniques. And you can leverage somebody and flip them right over, all with your back to the ground. And that's what jiu-jitsu is. It's called a grappling sport, which kind of looks like wrestling if you're not familiar with, like, oh my gosh, what are those people doing over there?
Yeah.
But it is the most true-to-life self-defense martial art experience you can get, hands down.
Okay, well, you just gave me like a 101 class on martial arts, and I'm thinking in the back of my head, I've been doing a lot of speaking lately around this country, and of course these topics are pretty in your face in a good way, just to wake America up. I really need myself to learn what you've got to just be safe myself, running around the airports, back alleys. Mm-hmm. I probably should be thinking twice about where I go. But the point is, Everybody can learn from what you've got. And you have an amazing free video on a self-defense, here we go people, wrist escape technique that moms and daughters can try together. Ladies, if you're watching, yes, try this at home. Yes, usually you hear the opposite. Try this at home. It might just save your life someday. Check this out.
So today we're going to practice the wrist escape. This is a simple technique, but takes a few little details to remember. This will happen when someone grabs your wrist. They don't have to grab you a certain way. Any way they grab your wrist is going to work with this technique. So he's grabbed me. The first thing that I need to notice is my posture towards him. I'm facing him directly. If he were to take a small pull on me at all, I'm immediately going to go forward. So immediately when I feel someone grabbing my wrist, I want to stand to the side so that my balance now is stronger. My weight's in my back leg. And now if he were to try to pull me, he can't pull me as hard because I have my base and my posture sideways here. So now that I'm sideways and I have my base, I'm going to slowly bring my elbow kind of up to his face and bring my hand to the sky. So I'm going to actually step towards him a little bit. It immediately took pressure already. Now my hand's going to go up and out. I only had to break this much of his strength on me. I didn't have to break that strength. I had to break that strength. A lot easier for me to do. So again, I'm standing forward. He grabs me. Immediately, I'm going to step sideways. And I'm going to step in just slightly. Bring this up. So now that we've learned how to do a single hand wrist escape, we're going to have two hands on my wrist and escape from that. So again, I'll face my partner. Now I'm going to reach my hand up over all the arms, grab my own hand like I'm shaking my own hand. I'm going to pull my elbow up until the grip is released. Again, just face each other. He grabs my arm and my wrist. I stand to the side, reach my hand over, step in, pull it out.
Awesome.
Now let's let the girls give this a try.
That big guy who trained with me, who I love, his name is Angel. I just want you to know that.
Oh, I'm like this the whole time watching that. My daughters, myself, it's so simple. I would have never known to do that. And I've taken self-defense classes when I lived in LA. I took Taekwondo, kickboxing, all that business. This is powerful and it could literally save a life.
Yeah.
Or
and I want to say something about some of the self-defense things, especially for older girls.
Yeah.
A really popular self-defense thing right now, it's popular, is Krav Maga, which is a very violent Israeli-style aggression type self-defense. Totally awesome. But if you're not as strong as your opponent, you're probably just going to tick them off. So any of this, like kicking them in the groin, if I tried to kick my friend Angel in the groin, he would hardly even flinch. So instead of making them more angry, especially if they're on drugs or they're delusional, escaping a situation is so much smarter. So that's why I recommend these techniques that are inspired by jiu-jitsu to get away and to have a fun training partner like Angel. And all these girls, those girls were anywhere from, like, I think the youngest in some of my videos is 6, all the way up, and those girls were teenage girls in high school.
My mind is reeling right now. Yes, yes, and yes. This could be used any day in America in the school hallways. It can be used on the street. It can be used on a school bus, at a party that's gone out of control to prevent yourself from getting raped. Dear word. The other thing is that I'm thinking of, I had, without going into details, I'll share a different episode, but I had a knife robber in my home about 5 years ago. We had 8 kids. We had a play date at the time. 2 other adults were with me there. We survived. The guy got caught and his mask came off his face a couple of times, but there was obviously an altercation in there. I tried to grab the knife out of his hand. So this really hits home for me because I forgot that I had a gun close by. I forgot that I had mace in my purse that was right next to my chair by the desk where he first came into my office. So all I had on me at the time were my hands and my brain. So by seeing this, I just have chills thinking about the fact that this literally right now, watching parents, grandparents, please get this course, have the girls trained in this, because just the fact that they know how to use their hands to get away from and run from is so key on so many levels. Unbelievable. Thank you for doing this. Okay.
Well, and you know what? When these girls practice something that seems scary, but when you practice with safe friends and safe family, it allows your hands and your mind to connect. Another benefit of the martial arts, it connects you mentally and physically, and it connects all those things in a safe way when your brain is at rest, and it becomes a muscle memory so that when there is an emergency, your body already has that memory and you know what to do.
Automatic. You rock. I wish I'd give you a hug here in person. I'm not kidding. Okay. Why is it more beneficial to try an online martial arts program like The Great Flip instead of going to a big box martial arts gym?
Yeah, that's really good. We went to a martial arts gym because that's what we had available to us. I would say that my program is a great introduction to the martial arts. Number one, it's a heck of a lot cheaper because I don't require you to buy any uniforms or gis, no belt systems, no testing. But if girls who have done my program and then they go to a martial art academy, they've already gotten through like several weeks of training with me, just in a few videos.
We have to check out your website. It's phenomenal. So go check out Jody's website, The Great Flip, for all kinds of martial arts resources. Plus, if you use code Tina, code Tina, T-I-N-A, at checkout, you will get a 10% discount on any of Jody's online martial arts training plans.
Yes, so thegreatflip.com. There are several different plans for every budget, and I allow families to, you know, say you have a homeschool group and you have a co-op and you have a multiple families, feel free to get one plan and share the plan.
Absolutely fantastic. Let's skip the Buddha statue, do the great flip right there in your living room, watch the lamps, but you know what? One broken lamp every now and then is not a bad idea, not a bad thing if we keep our girls alive. You rock, sister. Keep up the excellent work. TheGreatFlip.com. Check it out, everybody.